Well, good morning, everybody. 4 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock. My name is Mark Salem, and we're here talking about car repair problems and settling arguments. You know what I mean? Somebody says that this is better than this, or that you should do this and ignore your owner's manual, that kind of stuff. Anything to do with car repair, discussions, decisions, pricing, stuff like that, I can typically help you with. The phone number is 602-508-0960. And in reality, it's a phone number that I don't give as much as I should, so I'm going to work really hard at that, and Gil's going to be telling me every once in a while phone number, and then that way I'll make sure I do it, because I don't do that as much as I should. And as a result of that, many of you, I force you into emails, and sometimes you don't like that, and I understand that. But my email address is easy. It's Mark, with a K, at MarkSalem.com. Mark at MarkSalem.com, which is my email address and our website. So if you have any questions like that, I've been around in the car repair business. I started at a Shell gas station in Tempe at Broadway and Priest in 1968. And I started pumping gas and busting tires, and then I morphed to oil changes. And then from then on, with the exception of a stint in the 70s as a policeman, I've been working on cars ever since. I'm a master tech, and I've been a master tech since 1991. You have to recertify every 5 years. However, right now I have retirement status, which means I don't have to recertify at all. So it's kind of an emeritus kind of label, where you're a retired master technician. At our facility, we have lots of master technicians, and that's almost a requirement for our staff to obtain that. But there's shops all over town that you can find at MarkSalem.com. You can find shops that have master technicians, and they really are the best of the best because of their tests that they've taken have tested the fundamentals. We're not necessarily doing Chevys and Fords and Dodges and Toyota and Honda and those kinds of cars. We're actually doing fundamentals of spark, fuel delivery, timing, exhaust gas recirculation valves, what they do, when they work, when they don't, what the symptoms are, that kind of stuff. So it's really a well-rounded education. 602-508-0960. It's no secret to anybody, and it shouldn't be to you either, that things have changed dramatically in the last 5 years with respect to what kind of maintenance your car will need. We would, and when I say we, I'm talking about our industry. There are a lot of people in our industry that are still hung up on the 60s and 70s, where you came in every 3,000 miles. And that was an opportunity for us to, and in our vernacular and a lot of other vernaculars, to give you a haircut, to go ahead and add something to the ticket. So it might have been a $15 oil change, but if we could get you to rotate your tires, that was great. Or if we could get you to flush one of your liquids, your cooling system, your transmission, your differentials, your brake fluid, that was extra. If we could find something wrong that we could sell you. So our entire business philosophy was on a 3,000-mile cycle. And then the owner's manuals, which is always the book that I have to defer to, and I'm telling you I will defer to them, because the maker of your car has a manual that says what you should do to your car, and I think it's a good idea to follow that manual, because they don't have a dog in this fight, other than the fact that if you buy a Dodge and the Dodge dealer takes care of it, but he didn't have any input on the owner's manual. It was written by Dodge. So they're going to give you the expected time frames in miles and in time of what things you should do or you should look at. But again, back in the 70s, starting in when I was there, late 60s and early 70s, it was 3,000 miles. And you would typically come in about four times a year. So 12,000 miles, 15,000 miles a year, average, whatever, do the math yourself. You're going to come into the shop three, four, five times a year for an oil change. And an oil change has always been replace the oil in the filter, grease the chassis, and then there was an inspection to check the belts, the hoses, the fluids, and the brakes, and look over the car to determine what it needs that would prevent it from going another 3,000 miles. Otherwise, we found a big nail in your tire and it's leaking, and the tire only has 20 pounds of air and the rest of them have 35. And so that's not something that we think you should wait to the next oil change on. That's something we probably should fix now. That's kind of how it sounds. On the other hand, it could very well be that you're right up against your transmission fluid change, filter and change time by mileage. And as a result of that, it's something that you should budget for the next oil change or two. So every 3,000 miles, we got to have that conversation. Every 3,000 miles, typically you left with something you needed. But today is completely different. For the last 10 years, many of the cars, many, and I say many, probably 80% or north of that is a 10,000 mile oil change because we put synthetic in there. Now, the difference between the three oils, conventional, semi-synthetic, and synthetic, is the time frame that they're good for. Conventional oil, which is what our mothers and fathers grew up on, that's good from 3 to 5,000 miles. Semi-synthetic, it's a blend, half and half, 70-30, 60-40, nobody will tell you, but it's still a good oil. The semi-synthetics pick up at 5 and go to 7,500. So we have 3 to 5 on conventional, and that's oil change intervals, 3,000 to 5,000 mile oil change intervals. Then we have 5,000 to 7,500 for the semi-synthetic. And then north of that, depending on the car, they all go to 10 to 15,000 miles on synthetic. Well, there's many of you within the sound of my voice that you don't even drive 15,000 miles a year. So my advice as someone who's been trained extensively in oil and its abilities and what it should do and not do and all that stuff is change oil once a year. Now, I have lots of customers in Mountain Park Ranch, Ahwatukee, and they only drive 5,000 miles a year or less. I only change their oil once a year. I don't put synthetic in it that's good for 15,000 miles. I just put conventional oil in it. And they come in April or May, just before the summer, and change your oil, and then they go through the next 12 months, and they're fine. They're in within the range. If they're north of 7,500 or in that 5 to 7,500 mile range, I use a semi-synthetic and then a full synthetic if they're north. The problem is that if you only come in at every 10,000 miles, we're only going to see you once a year instead of four and five times a year. So we have to look hard at your car, and we have to sell you lots of stuff. What you think? Well, here's some of the training information we get in the mail all the time. These books will teach you exactly how to drive traffic, increase your repair orders and your customers, create pricing strategies that work like magic and make you money, sell more maintenance and repair labor. These are books, service advisor books. And how to be a great service writer, how to be a great technician, how to be a great shop foreman. We're going to help you build a pay plan that gets results. Otherwise, you're going to motivate your staff to sell, 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 and they're going to make some of the money that you're going to make. Instantly connect with your customers. Nothing wrong with that. It's a good idea for us to have a relationship, but it also can be used, that communication between you, the shop, and the dealer, or the independent repair shop, or the chain store, and the customer, can also be to market you incessantly. And many of you know exactly what I'm saying. You're shaking your head right now. Increase your CSI scores, your customer satisfaction index. You know, if you just do it right the first time, you don't have to worry about increasing your... And I think most everybody understands that anything a 4-star and north of that is a pretty good rating. We're not all required to be a 4.8 on a 5-star rating. Everybody, even my own, we're nowhere near a solid 5 stars. We have people that have been mad at us before, and it's just one of those things. Dramatically, if you hire us, we're going to dramatically increase your customer retention. You know how we're going to do that? We're going to teach you how to send them postcards on a regular basis, telling them that what they might need to have done to their car. Now, of course, they don't know the mileage of your car, and they don't know the history of your car, but by God, they know what you need. So the best conversation is Mrs. Salem, you know, you've been a good customer of ours for a long time, and you're due for a transmission service, and that's the mileage. And Mrs. Salem opens up her glove box and hands him a receipt and says, "You just did this last time." And that's kind of embarrassing when you're trying to sell them something you've already sold them, and you're telling them all the reasons why they need it now when in reality you have new fluid. So eliminate sales declines, earn lifetime customer loyalty, and never before bonus chapters. So irreplaceable service manager and millionaire service advisor. You can be one of those. Okay, Gil, who might we have in the wings.
Say hello to Greg.
Greg, good morning to you. How can I help you?
Yeah. Hey, thanks for taking my call, Mark.
You bet.
I just happened to be getting ready to make some breakfast and heard your program, and hopefully I'm making the right phone call here. I got basically just two questions. My first one is I've inherited my father's old 65 Chevy pickup, the H on the column.
Uh-huh,
sure you're familiar
minutes.
With it?
Yeah.
Now, the problem is when I took custody of it, it runs. Doesn't get that much use, and I was having my brother keep an eye on it and start it. Sometimes we fall behind, and we have an issue starting it. We want to keep it operating. I'm not sure what we're going to do with it yet. It's supposed to be for my son. We don't know if we're going to sell it, so we want to kind of keep it in a running condition. So the first thing that's a concern with, if you know about the 65 Chevy, which I'm sure you do, there's three gas tanks.
Okay.
I like to think that my dad was sharp enough to make sure that it has two reserve tanks. Hopefully they're empty, and he would just use the primary. This is the best hope. But how would I go about, what's a safe way to make sure that we have that gas out of those reserve tanks and just gas in the main, since it's been sitting around a lot lately.
Okay. Well, that's pretty easy, because all you do is take the gas cap off those three tanks, and they make a siphon mechanism that you can buy at the auto parts store, and it has a little pump on it. Just stick it all the way down on the bottom of the tank and start sucking the gas out of it. If the gas comes out looking pretty orangey and browny, then it's really old, and that's something that you would probably not dump in the alley. That's something you would probably take a pint of that and mix it with a gallon of gas that you use in your lawnmowers. So it's gasoline that will still work. We're just going to dilute it with some good stuff. So getting the tanks out, but if you leave them empty, they're going to rust. If you leave them full, the gas is going to get old. You can put some stabilizer in there. But those are the only two choices you got. This is a common problem, and I don't have an answer for you, but I'm giving you the menu. You either put gasoline back in them and put some stabilizer in there, and just we use one tank. And the second portion of the thing is you leave it empty, and that concerns me, because almost assuredly it'll rust and deteriorate from the inside. Now, I got to put you on hold. I got to put you on hold, because I know you have another question, and I'm going to take it, but I got to take a break right now. So stay right there. We'll be right back. Twenty minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock, my name is Mark Salem, and we're here talking about cars, 602-508-0960. If you have a car question, 602-508-0960. Automatic Transmission Exchange is one of the oldest, if not the oldest, transmission shop in the Phoenix area. They've been around since 1968, and Phil and many of his staff have been around for that long a period of time, and they've gone from the very basic two-speed automatic transmissions to the eight-speed electronically controlled transmissions, and so that transition is just as normal as going from carburetor to fuel injection. So if you need transmission work, may I suggest Automatic Transmission Exchange. Greg,
yes,
I want to cover one couple things that I thought of during the break. There are gas tank companies that will use some kind of an epoxy spray or some kind of a coating on the inside of those tanks, but you're still going to have bad gas in the tank after 6 months. It doesn't make any difference. It just won't deteriorate the tank. So those are the choices. And you had a second question.
Thanks for taking it. That's been very helpful, because that's been our biggest concern, is what's happening to those gas tanks, since it's just been, we're not able to start it at this current time. And that's what we were kind of concerned about. So that's very helpful. You might be able to help with my second and last question is, where can I get a good estimate on the value of that truck if I decide to go and put it on the market and sell it? Where would I start by getting an honest assessment of what the value of that 65 Chevy truck is?
Well, I think I would just do research on all the places that they're sold.
Okay.
And I would just go look at comparables. I would just look at those and see where they're at. I think that it's the Wild West out there for older cars. There's guys probably listening to this show right now that that was the first truck they drove. That's the first truck that they had a kiss in with their girlfriend, and it's exactly the one they wanted. And now that they're older, they've got money and disposable, and they're hoping they can find you for $550 and take your truck. So, let me comment on something else too. The gasoline in the truck that you find, it's going to be okay if you take a gallon of that old gas and put it in any car truck that you own. Because it'll dilute it, and the filter will carry up any of the solids. I want to avoid the perception that you should take it in the alley and dump it out, because that's the worst thing you can do. But you can.
No, I wouldn't do that.
I use that gas in all my service trucks. We do that. We have rancid gas a lot, and just put a gallon in with the 20 that's in there, and then we're done.
Okay.
And it's not a problem. Now, I want to tell you something else. It's a bad idea for you to start this car and let it run and shut it off. If you're not going to take that horse out of the barn, and if you're not going to use it for a day or two, and you're not going to go through numerous heat cycles, from cold, fully operational, back to cold, cold, fully operational, back to cold. If you're not going to do a heat cycle on the truck, you're doing more damage to it by just starting it up and letting it run, because all you're doing is building up a whole bunch of moisture. You never bring it up to operating temperature, and you're just hardening up all the seals. So it's a bad idea.
Okay.
So if you can put a paper plate on it, you can get that over the internet, and you can drive it 20 miles down the highway, and you and your wife have lunch at Rock Springs, and then turn around and come 20 miles back or something like that. That's better for it. But to start it up and let it run, sit there and idle for 20 minutes or an hour is the worst thing you can do.
See, I'm glad I called your show.
Okay. Okay. What part of town do you live in?
Yeah, I haven't been, what we've been doing, so
yeah.
I want to keep it operational. So, all right, that makes sense.
Okay, now what part of town are you in?
We're in Glendale.
Okay. Harker's Auto at 38th Avenue and Indian School knows that truck inside and out. Bob and Ellen. Ellen is young, but Bob is like 400 years old, and he knows that truck inside and out. So if you need help, then I would call Harker's and talk to Bob or Ellen. Okay.
Harker's Auto.
Yep.
38th and Indian School.
Yep.
Hey, Bart. Thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome.
I appreciate it. This is definitely worth calling.
Thank you. 602-508-0960. The lines are wide open, and there's five of them. 602-508-0960. When you only come in for an oil change, this is a continuation of what we talked about the last segment. When you only come in for an oil change for once a year, I'm talking about our industry, and I'm actually talking about the part of the industry that I'm not proud to be a part of. We're going to clip you. We're going to cut your hair. We're going to sell you stuff. It's difficult. Because right now, before, like I said, oil change and tire rotation every other time, and we did a lot of fluids at 30,000s. Today, we're going to change your oil once every 10,000 miles, and you don't have any fluids till 100,000 miles. So we don't get to flush your cooling system. We don't get to change your transmission oil, flush your transmission, or your differentials, or any of those power steerings, brake fluid. We don't get to do any of those for 100,000. Ooh, I want to be your customer. I want to be your shop when you hit 100. But between 0 and 100, all I can